Communications post-game show. Beaver football is on 92.1 The River.
Welcome back to the Paul Bunning Communications post-game show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz, Kelly Schultz, Rich Gunner now joining us, assistant coach of the BSU Beavers. Oh, Rich, this one's got to feel like a punch to the gut, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly how it feels, and it's still stinging a little bit. It's tough to lose any ball game, but when you have the crazy finish like we had there, to feel like you've come back, you did what you needed to do at the end, even though we didn't play, you know, like necessarily you'd think that we deserved to win, somehow we found a way at the end. And then when it's fourth and 19, you don't expect that you're going to give up a hook and ladder double lateral pass that would be executed to perfection. And so, you know, and then you give up that, and heck, you come right back down the field. You do exactly what you need to do. You run the 2-minute drill, you get out of bounds, and your kicker comes in there and drills a clutch field goal to send it into overtime. You think maybe the tide has turned and it's going to come out the Beaver way once again.
3 first downs at the half, 5 first downs through 3 quarters. Final stats, they've got the ball for 41 minutes. You've got it for 19 minutes. It shouldn't be a close game.
Absolutely.
Your defense gave up some yards. Oh, yeah. But, boy, when they're on the field for that darn long, that's a heck of a gutty performance by them. And you lost a bunch of guys there throughout the course of the game, too.
Yeah, you're not going to win many ball games when the opposing offense gets over 100 plays. They had over 100 plays on the day. And their defense played lights out the first half. We only given up a couple first downs. And we just couldn't get in the rhythm offensively like we have. And when we do get in the rhythm, when we get going, we're really hard to stop. But it was a very, very tough first half. And, you know, we made some adjustments after halftime. We kind of got going a little bit. But you know what? It comes down to every single play. You just never know which one is going to be the game breaker or game changer, and we definitely saw that today.
You had outside contained problems most of the day today. Was it more of what they were doing or more of what you guys were not doing?
You know, I'm going to have to wait until I take a look at the film there and check that out for sure. The running game was really patient. And it just seemed like they kept eking out, you know, the yards that they needed for a first down. And a lot of teams want to do that because they want to, you know, just control the ground game, control the getting the first downs in the field position, keep our offense out the field. And they were very effective at it today.
You mentioned the 2-minute drill there. Manny Kugmo, 2 fantastic catches, got out of bounds, knew he needed to get down. He had timeouts to burn on the second one. It's a guy who hadn't been on the field a whole heck of a lot today and comes up with 2 clutch plays in a row.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think the very last one was Brad Birchfield, and he made one heck of a grab there and gave us the yards that we needed. So, Manny's a good young player. You know, he's got a very bright future ahead of him. And I think we're going to continue to utilize him as a weapon on our offense.
Can't imagine that bus ride home. It's going to be a whole heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is not going to be a good one. However, I remember taking a long bus ride home from Sioux Falls a year ago, and the season ended up pretty darn good.
It did.
I also remember 3 years ago starting 0-3, and it ended up with the North Division Championship. So as much as these things sting, as much as they hurt, it's all about how you respond. And if we respond correctly and we learn from things, and we make improvements, there's a lot of season left. And character will show through in the end when you're done with that 11-game season. And that's what we're going to focus on. And hopefully we can have another radio interview in November that's going to be a little bit more enjoyable. How's that?
Well, that would be fantastic. But, boy, you didn't schedule a very easy one for homecoming next week, did you?
Well,
they can score some points.
Nothing would be, yes, they are very explosive. And you know what? But nothing would be a better cure than a nice homecoming win and a dip in the lake to wash this one away.
See you then.
All right.
Rich Gunner joining us here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Today, again, the Beavers fall in overtime 30-27.